Blog Talk Radio.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Things suck!
Alright, we are doing it live. The Saints Happy Hour podcast. We're coming to you live. Blog Talk Radio. The boys will be joining me eventually. Hopefully, if their cell phones work or whatever. The Saints are having themselves quite the draft. If you want to call in, go right ahead at 646-595-4450. Andrew, is that you?
That's me.
Oh, thank goodness. We have a bunch of people on hold. 6569-5632. They are. Oh, Saints Twitter done lost their mind. Andrew, the Saints, they traded up because they're the Saints. That's what they do. But they don't have a pass rusher yet. And they're bipolar. They want to be YOLO and get Alvin Kamara in the third round, and they don't want to have a pass rusher. And our system corner dreams are dead because they gave up a second round pick next year to get Kamara, and they drafted a safety at 42. they're about to pick again, hopefully. Jordan Willis just went.
This has been a schizophrenic draft from the Saints. You know, I feel like at times a couple of these picks have been for the future, and you feel like, yeah, maybe they really are just building for the future. And then this trade comes out of nowhere, and you're like, well, maybe they're going for it now.
I think Dave is joining us. Dave, are you there? Is that 5632? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Kevin, and I'm calling from St. Louis.
Kevin! All right. So, Kevin, I think, and now we have Dave. Kevin, before the Saints pick, do your 3-minute rant on Adrian Peterson. Because they're coming up soon.
Listen.
To get on with it, because I know you are upset about the Saints signing a child deal.
Listen, I got to be honest. I'm really tired. I'm really tired right now. I've gotten all of my piss. Well, no, I haven't gotten all of my piss and vinegar out, but I've gotten so much out of the tank in the last several days on Twitter, like tagging the Saints. Like, my goal is to get blocked by either the Saints or Sean Payton, or a prominent player, or Adrian himself. I just look. Roger Goodell is a PUD. He went on Mike and Mike today and said some stupid shit about marijuana, and that annoys me. You know, players have beaten their wives or girlfriends.
Fistful of Vicodin is fine, but marijuana is a bad thing, Kevin.
Right. Like, all the things that have happened in the NFL in recent years, like, they're – need to sort
that
of cover up.
That statement is brought to you by Bud Light, by the way.
Right. Or deny how serious or how deny how bad head injuries have been.
The Bengals just took Jordan Willis. Sorry, continue.
I don't know why, but the fact that the Saints signed a guy who beat his toddler son with a stick, that's the thing that's done it for me.
Not to trade up on the salt of the wound. You can't. I mean,
I just can't anymore.
So are you just like gonna, you're done. You're done. So like the trade up doesn't even bother, you're done with it.
Yeah, kinda. Like, I should totally, like,
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes me sad.
Yeah.
It makes me sad.
I know.
You know, but
I know.
You gotta have.
Is this you bidding your farewell to Saints fan?
No. No, because listen.
No, he owes me two drunk histories. Whether Adrian
Peterson. Oh, no, I absolutely. No. I owe Ralph drunk history for sure, but Adrian Peterson at most is going to play 2 years for the Saints. He may only end up playing one. God willing, for some reason, the Saints will sign a running back, an undrafted guy.
Well, they just picked one.
Right, and they'll sign another one, and that guy will be like the next Pierre Thomas, and they'll just say, fuck it, and cut Adrian Peterson. Or maybe Adrian Peterson will get hit by a bus, or maybe somebody will hit him in the balls with a stick and tear his scrotum. I don't know.
But as long as
Adrian Peterson, listen, as long as Adrian Peterson's drawing a paycheck from the Saints, I can't. I don't know. I suppose to a lot of people, it's a weird hill to die on, but. I don't know.
It is a weird hill. It is a weird hill dying. But listen, we all have our thing. If LSU would have got Art Briles, I'd have been done with LSU. So I can't, like, everybody has their whatever. They're like, I'm not dealing with it. So like I can knock you a little bit, but I can't, like, you know, it's your call, you know? And if LSU would have had Art Briles, I just would have joined my family and rooted for Ole Miss until he was gone. And people would be like, well, he didn't rape those women. But I'd be like, it just makes me – I just don't want to root for LSU when they're led by that guy. So if you're like, I don't want to root for the Saints because they have a child, like, it's your thing. And I'm glad that you embrace that it's yours and you have all these other double –
I'm sure
or whatever.
The listeners are pumped to hear this instead of draft talk.
I know. But hey.
Okay, Saints just drafted Florida linebacker Alex Anzalone.
Does he
rush
the passer?
Wait, they drafted an Italian linebacker?
Anzalone,
yes, they did.
Maybe.
That changes
know.
Everything for you, Kevin.
Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Florida,
back in.
That's in right now. They drafted Florida linebacker Alex Anzalone.
All right, Kevin.
Dave, you're Italian. Shouldn't you be able to? Shouldn't you know what this is? How it's pronounced?
I don't even know that guy, Andrew. Give him some.
I don't know if that's necessarily Italian. It could be. I mean, it could be something totally random.
Adelzone. So, Andrew, give us the rundown.
It ends in an E, not an I.
Give us the rundown. His name is Adelzone. It's his name. His name is Adelzone.
From Florida.
He's
so,
Sean Connery.
You know.
I'll take anal zone for 400, Alex. Andrew, who is this guy? I don't even know him. I never describe him. Is he a real person?
He's a linebacker. He's white. He's got flowing locks. So there'll be lots of hair jokes.
Yes.
You know, I think he's a guy that's tremendously athletic, and I think if you look at every guy the Saints have taken so far, that's been the common thread.
Somebody on Twitter just said that this is a good pick for Ralph because he can mispronounce his name, anal zone.
Nailed it.
I just did. Nailed it. Anal zone.
I'm not gonna lie. This is a guy that screams Hazlitt linebacker.
C. Grant, we
got
a hand, baby. I love it.
He's big and fast. He's big and fast with positional flexibility.
Positional
it looks good on
I just want them to pick the. I want them.
Fail
I want them to pick the
anyway.
Stupidest guy. I just want them to pick the stupidest guy, and the only thing in life he's good at is just getting to the quarterback and hitting him really hard. That's all I want. That's all I want. I don't need football IQ.
Took care of that in round one.
I don't need football IQ. I don't need high motor. I don't need any of that shit. Just give me some dude, and his natural talent and gift in life is just this. Somehow, some way, he gets to the quarterback every goddamn, every fucking snap.
Kevin, so are you like emotionally detached from the draft now, or are you just like?
He was emotionally detached before they signed Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, let's be honest. Kevin has been emotionally detached for the last three years.
Yeah. Let's fucking be honest here.
Let's
call Adrian Peterson signing this. Yeah, this is just a way. This is just giving Kevin the perfect excuse.
The ammunition.
Disguised as a moral hot take. This just gives him the perfect excuse to.
Oh my God.
To further stop
the Falcons and the Saints, Duke Riley. Oh my God,
Kevin!
And further
Kevin,
delve,
is it true? Are you
further
looking...
delve into his wrestling career?
Is this a contrived breakup with the Saints?
I mean, I'm impressed by Dave's hot take.
Moral hot take.
No.
I'm impressed by your hot take by insisting mine is a moral hot take. I like that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, cool.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Subconsciously, like you were looking for a way out, like you need
that's
a way. You're like the guy
yeah,
who bangs
like,
the
I've
bartender.
Been, yeah, but I've been doing
that.
Yeah, but I've been doing the wrestling thing. I've been doing the wrestling thing 4 years now.
4 years, really? It's been that long?
God.
Yeah.
And you're still bad at it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Kevin, are you? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Are you like? I don't know.
It's really upsetting that Kevin's leaving.
It is. Kevin, are you going to stay with us the rest of the show? Or are you going to like eject like Dennis Miller with the ladder for his show and like fly away? Or are you going to stay with us while we talk draft about a team that you want to be fired to the moon?
No. Listen, it's not like I want the team fired to the moon. Like I kind of just have to just be indifferent to the team. Like, I mean, I want Adrian Peterson fired to the moon, or preferably I want him fired into a prison.
Anzalone is going to sell so many jerseys. Sorry, Kevin.
Anal
okay.
zone. I'm making an anal zone jersey tomorrow at the store.
So, I mean... It's weird, Kevin. Though it's gonna be weird because I don't know. I'm sad. I'm drunk, but I'm sad.
Yeah, I'm wasted. I had a 44-ounce margarita at dinner.
Oh, Jesus! How are you calling in then?
All right.
I'm drinking a Kentucky breakfast stout. For those of you who know anything about beer, that's a damn good beer.
We have a caller. He's 0539.
Yes.
What's your name?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Ralph. It's Dylan.
Dylan.
Dylan Federico.
Yeah. What's up, guys? I'm not in New Orleans right now, though. I'm at school. I don't know if you know this. I go to Mississippi State, but anyway.
Stark
oh,
Vegas.
Oh, good old Stark Vegas.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Familiar.
I'm finishing
hey, look,
up my
do me
meteorology
a favor.
Degree, so.
Do me a favor, Dylan. Go say hello to my friends at the Lodge.
The Lodge? Oh, the Lodge. Yeah. I've heard of the Lodge. I go to a few different bars up here. I'm about to go to one actually in a little bit. But anyway, I'm loving the draft so far, guys.
You like it?
I mean,
yeah.
I mean. I can't – the thing is, like, I feel like people on Twitter and certain people that there's out there that they say, oh, I watched – you know, they declare the draft a failure or a success. I don't know because I don't know these players. I watch them on Saturday every so often. I haven't seen Marcus Williams play a goddamn play in his life, okay? I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I don't watch Pac-10 football. You know, I just don't. You know, so like, I'm not going to pretend that I know who the fuck he is. But here's the thing with this draft. They don't have a pass rusher yet, and they need a pass rusher. And I feel like I'm going to be blocking like dozens and dozens of people telling me that Okafor is going to be the answer. In I feel like I'm going to block like the over under is probably about 20 people that are going to tell me Okafor, T.J. Williams are the cure to it.
Well,
and I can't.
Well, Ralph,
Go ahead.
This is what I think. This is what I think, man. It's just like I'm looking at what the Saints are doing right now, and they just keep – so they picked a safety. They picked – this linebacker, by the way, I was reading a few things about him, and he, like, specializes, like, covering running backs, you know, in space. So I guess the Saints are looking at him like, well, maybe he can cover McCaffrey or something like that. But this is my question to you is – it seems like they're kind of loading up on, like, pass coverage people. Would you argue that if the secondary is good enough, the Saints will at least, like, be able to get more coverage sacks this season? I mean, they're loaded
Andrew,
at safety. They look pretty good in that regard.
Yeah, I will take that. You know, I mean, I still think pass rush is a major need for the Saints, and I'd like to see them take a pass rusher. But there's really three games that come to mind.
Major need for a human being.
Yeah, yeah. But there's three games that come to mind to me last year where the defense just really couldn't do anything, and they were the most frustrating games of the year for me. And those were the two games against Atlanta, and it was the game against Detroit. And defensively, I think the problem was less about an anemic pass rush and more about quarterbacks that were getting the ball out so quick that it was all about press coverage and tackling and speed
yep.
sideline to sideline. And these weren't 15 yard outs. These weren't post routes. They weren't getting lit up down the field. These weren't seam passes. These were three step drops, slants. These were bubble screens. And it was all about absorbing contact and making the tackle. And because of the coverage that they were playing, and they were playing 7 yards, 8 yards off the line of scrimmage, the Falcons and Lions repeatedly dinked and dunked the Saints at will and were getting 7 to 8 yards a pop on every play, if not more. And it was painful to watch, painful. So when you look at some of these guys they've gotten in Lattimore and in Anal Zone and Marcus Williams. I mean, Marcus Williams to me is a Jared Spurr replacement, which allows Bell and Vaccaro to keep doing what they do. But my hope is that, you know, they've gotten a little bit more speed, athleticism, and toughness to where they can make these tackles, to where they can play press coverage and not get beaten this way. Now, yes, you know, if they go to more man, it's going to require a better pass rush. But the way the Falcons and Lions were tearing up the Saints, the pass rush was taken out of the equation because the ball was getting out too fast for any pass rush to get there.
Well, okay. Let me say this then. Okay, let me ask you this: if we can't stop them, would you make the argument now since? Assuming everybody in the offensive line is healthy, would you make the argument that the offensive line is going to be the best that it's been since 2011, and that the Saints have a wrinkle on offense with the running back they just took, as far as like a good pass catching running back goes? Would you say that we'll at least be able to keep up with these teams now?
Yeah,
well,
I think their backs. Yeah, I mean, I think they were the number one offense, but right now you look at the offensive line and you look at their backs. I think this is the first time since the Super Bowl year, you know, and really they had three backs that year. You look at how good they were. You know, Pierre Thomas was, you know, I think you could kind of label him the starter that year. But then you had Mike Bell, who was really kind of the horse and the closer. And then you had Reggie Bush, obviously, who was the playmaker. So they were really three backs that were heavily involved.
Yeah,
and
but
I could
Mike
easily
Bell
see it being that way.
Mike Bell faded down the stretch in that season.
He
yep.
did.
A lot.
He did. He did, but he was heavily involved early in the season. And I just think it's one of those things where Peterson will back up Ingram, and I think Ingram's kind of the Pierre Thomas. I think Peterson's going to kind of be the Bell, and Kamara, depending on how he develops, you know, how quickly the light comes on, could be a Reggie Bush type back for the Saints. I think Kamara, the pick makes sense, and I think it's a goodbye to Travis Cadet. I mean, that's really the guy that he's
Thank with. God. Thank God. Kevin, the Saints, we haven't talked about Lattimore, who fell to the Saints like a miracle, but
yeah.
Houston,
well, actually,
Houston,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so I saw a picture of Alex Analzone on Twitter, and this guy looks like a Sean Payton special. Like, this is
the first thing my wife said when she saw a picture of him is he's got a lot of acne.
My wife
and steroids.
Ooh, that's kind of rough. But I mean, like, but Kevin, here's the thing.
But he does have the flowing locks. He does have nice hair.
The flowing locks is quality, and I will be mispronouncing his name for three years until the Saints cut him, and he's terrible.
Oh, well, he's forever going to be called Anal Zone.
Yes. So, Kevin,
he sounds like he looks just like that linebacker from the Texans. What's his name? Idiot. Cushing.
Brian Cushing.
Cushing got suspended like three times for drugs, didn't he?
Yeah, but when he plays, he's awesome.
He's injured. He's hurt, yeah. He was good for that 1 year. So, Kevin, I know the trade up for Kamara, you hate that. I get that. But how disappointed were you? Houston gave up a shit ton to move to 12 to get to Cleveland. And I got to believe they offered the same thing to the Saints at 11. And the Saints are like, nah, we're good. How disappointed were you?
If I found out that they'd offered all that and the Saints turned it down, I would be pissed if I found that out. I know Lattimore. Yeah, I'm sure Lattimore will be fine.
I think it would be more reasonable. Kevin, I think it would be more reasonable for you to stop following the Saints if they turn that offer down, more so than by them signing Adrian Peterson.
You'd be like, I can't do it. The trading down is horrific. It's never happening, and I have to give up it. Dylan,
yes.
if they don't get a pass rusher, before I let you go, if they don't get a pass rusher in the next pick, because they don't have a fourth or a fifth or a seventh, if they don't get a pass rusher with 103, will you knock the draft? Like a letter grade down?
Let's be honest with ourselves. Like, it's going to be basically a fourth-round pick. I mean, they're not going to get some – I'd rather them not reach for a pass rusher that's not any good. I'd rather them just pick the best player available, honestly. I know it's a cliche, but you know what? This roster has so many holes in it. I'd rather them just load up with the best player available. I mean – you know, you just never know which position will get riddled with injuries this year, you know. But one more thing, too, before I go. I was looking at the Saints rushing stats from 2009 and 2011 because those were, like, our two best years with, like, rushing offenses. Mike Bell actually led the Saints in rushing attempts in 2009. And, I mean, you could see them maybe distribute the rushes similarly this year. Mike Bell had 172 attempts and Pierre Thomas had about 150. So you could see the Saints maybe do something like that with their running backs this year. Also in 2011, Darren Sproles, he had 700 yards and 7 touchdowns. But both years, the Saints had about 2,100 yards rushing and averaged over 4.5 yards a carry. So hopefully we see something like that this year.
Dylan, thanks for the call, man.
All right, I'll see you soon. Bye.
Okay. Dave, what's your favorite pick of the draft so far?
The first round pick. You know, I think that obviously everybody was super surprised that a guy like that would fall all the way down to 11. Nobody predicted that, which is why I don't even pay attention to mock drafts anymore, because they're just
so dude, the mock draft
ridiculous.
Got out of control. They had nobody had wide receivers going early. I said Ross
exactly,
would go in the top
exactly.
10, and that would be my one guy that would help the Saints. I didn't see fucking three of them going.
Right, because nobody knows how it's going to happen. So it's really an exercise in futility. It's amazing that for three months, every NFL fan looks at the shit and wastes their fucking time. You being one of them.
Admit it. Whatever, man.
Dave's coming out. Dave's got a knife for everybody. Juge, watch yourself. Dave's coming for you.
Dave's coming.
But anyway,
man, Dave,
but anyway, back to your original question. To be honest with you, I really like that pick. I'm glad that the Saints.
They were going to trade.
They
were thinking of trading up to get him too.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
You know?
And they did what was right, and they took the best player on paper. They took the player that they were supposed to take. There's absolutely no question that they didn't take the player they were supposed to take. So, you know, regardless of what happens, I don't think that we can, you know, if 3 years from now, you know, we're all saying, oh, my God, he's the worst.
Yeah.
I will have to look back and we'll have to say, look, they couldn't not take him. I mean, it was just like the whole Reggie Bush thing. Like, Texans take Mario Williams. Okay, obviously, you have to take Reggie Bush. It doesn't matter whether you think he's not going to be as good in the NFL as he was in college. You have to take him. You know, the fans won't forgive you if you don't take him. I mean, that's who you're supposed to take. And I feel like in this draft, Lattimore was exactly who the Saints were supposed to take.
I'm gonna say this prediction, Andrew.
I'm just hoping his hammies are okay.
If his hamstring hold up,
hammies. We call them hammies.
In 2 years, if his hammies hold up, Andrew, when we are desperate for content in the summer and we redo the best cornerback in Saints history, you are gonna say we're not doing that. Because it's Lattimore. Is that an insane prediction?
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget Dave Waymer was a pretty awesome player. It's going to take a lot for him, I would say, to put up a career like Dave Waymer did with the Saints. But I think he could be that caliber. And listen, I think the hamstrings thing is overblown. I mean, he had a lot of issues with it, and this past year at Ohio State, which is kind of state-of-the-art, really, in terms of collegiate programs, medical, workout routine, all that stuff. I mean, I would put them up against almost any program in college football. And they got him on a routine of stretching and diet.
Probably better than that stuff under control.
And Lattimore had no hamstring issues this past year.
Peterson had similar issues at LSU.
And he hasn't had any in the NFL.
Not the extent of Lattimore, but similar.
Yeah. But Lattimore just had a season where he had no hamstring issues for a whole year. He played in every game. Turn on his tape, he was dominant the whole season. So, I mean, I get it. Like, it's part of his medical history, but it hasn't been an issue for a year after he changed his routine and they focused on it. It's not like he got lucky and nothing changed. Like he changed his stretching routine and everything to focus on this, and he fixed it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, unless it's a problem again, like I'm not going to worry about it because he for the last year, it hasn't been an issue.
Yeah. Kevin, we joked when we did the fan speak mock draft with you and as the GM, we joked that, you know, it's not realistic because you can't keep trading down and accumulate a shit ton of picks. But Cleveland has proven us wrong, and I don't know how many picks. I think they have 2 firsts, 3 seconds, and 3 thirds next year, maybe even 4 thirds. So as you're broken up with the Saints on a break, let's call it, are you going to date like the Browns because they're the ultimate trade down team? Are you going to pick another team? Are you going to flirt? Are you going to do some make up break up nasty time with another NFL team
No, I'm not going to watch another team like it. The Saints.
You're not even going to hate watch Atlanta.
God no. I'd rather go lay in traffic than do that. The Saints are my team. It's made
now more than ever. I want the Saints to go to the Super Bowl. So like Kevin is just dying while he's not watching the Saints, and we're all like freaking
Dave,
out
are you,
and having
Dave,
the greatest season
Dave
ever.
Dave is
out
tonight.
Dave has blood.
He is out for blood, man. Dave is wielding the knife, man. Carlos Henderson, one of my favorites, just got picked. I'm sad. But Kamara makes up for it. Andrew, the one thing that I...
Has Denzel Smart been picked yet?
No, I don't think so. He's going to be the UDFA that finally makes me block Brian from Saints Nation. Because Brian's gonna explain to me why he's gonna cure the pass rush.
Wait,
and
who?
That's some guy from Tulane.
Denzel Smart from Tulane.
I think he's attacked.
No. I don't think. I think Denzel will get drafted. He's not gonna make it to undrafted free agency. But look, I'm telling you, I know I'm a homer and a big Tulane fan, but he's good. I think he's got potential.
All right. Before we get to this call, 6552.
I also thought J.P. Lawson was going to be the next Joe Montana, but whatever. No, I'm kidding.
He couldn't even beat the Saints during Katrina year, man. You know, I mean, if that's all you need to know about J.P. Lawson, baby. Before we get to call 6552, Andrew,
like
one
old,
of the
this
things
is like
that
the
I
old days doing it live.
It is. That was fun. So, Andrew, one of the things that I hate about Twitter, but I like about you is one of the things I hate about Twitter is people. They just lock into their guy. Like they decide in February or March or wherever they're like,
in my ear.
That's my guy. I want Barnett. I want Allen. I want whoever, and they just don't. Get off of it. And the one thing you wanted Barnett and I wanted Barnett. And we were like, that's our guy. He's a great end. He can fix the pass rush.
Because you didn't think Lattimore was a possibility.
But that's it. Andrew didn't say, I still want Barnett. He's texting me. Oh my God. If we get fucked again, cause he gets picked right in front of us, I'm going to shoot somebody. But Andrew, you totally switched on a dime. You're like, Barnett, who was that? I don't even remember that guy. So I guess my question before I get to these calls is
multiple calls.
We got multiple calls. We got 4173. He's calling in.
And you're
letting
them sit there. Come on.
I'm not going to let them sit there. So Dave, if you would stop interrupting. 6552, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lorenzo Joseph, calling from Atlanta, Georgia, but originally from Lafayette, Louisiana.
That's what I'm talking about.
Slide that off the bat. Good move.
So what do you got? You like this draft, my man? You like this draft or no?
I was good until the anal zone pick. That one kind of threw me for a loop.
It's
I was
gonna
hoping
catch.
For
it's
a head
catch.
Rusher, but it just kind of went away real quick for me.
It went away. It was like a dream, Lorenzo. It just it went poof.
Well,
but,
I mean, it's an interesting. I hear you, man. Yeah, there's a real logjam at linebacker. I mean, you look at A.J. Klein. I don't know how it's going to work out. I mean, I feel like the strategy this offseason was like, we don't like our linebackers. We can't spend a lot on this position, but let's just get a bunch of dudes and see what happens.
I mean, a bunch of white linebackers
strategy.
Is what they're going for.
Look, Lorenzo,
I want to ask. A.J. Klein and, you know, Manti Te'o's Samoan or something. But, yeah. But, you know, and then you got what's this guy's real last name? Is it Anzalone?
Anzalone,
is that right?
Yeah.
Anzalone. Lorenzo, since you're in Atlanta, do you walk around Atlanta and just go 28-3, 28-3, 28-3?
Because that's what I would. My boss actually sent me home after the Super Bowl. I pissed off all the employees that much.
Well done.
They can never say anything to me. And I wanted to throw this in here. My wife is pissed that I'm watching the draft. So can I get a my wife for all the time?
My wife.
Lorenzo, you made
love
my night.
You guys, man.
You
I listen to your podcast
you got,
every morning, man.
Thank
we can
you,
tell.
Man. Lorenzo, you have made my night. He got people. I think that's the bar to measure your Saints fandom. Lorenzo got sent home the Monday after the Super Bowl, and he lives in Atlanta because he was having so much fun making fun of the Falcons. I think that's the
and then
new.
He
all heroes wear capes, folks.
Requested of my wife.
Yeah, I like it. We're like a legitimate radio show now. We're like Howard Stern and Baba Booey. Like now, people got to call up and be like, "Can I get a my wife?"
I feel like it's not even Borat's thing anymore. It's our thing.
That's right.
We stole that from Borat.
We brought
and
it back
ours.
Around and took it off.
We're not giving it back.
Lorenzo, guy, thanks for calling.
Lorenzo.
We appreciate it.
All right,
wait,
do we have another call?
All right, we do. We have 4173. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 4173, where you calling from?
Hello?
You there?
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
What's your name?
I'm Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Not much, man. I'm calling from my house in Uptown New Orleans.
What's up, Ryan? This is Ryan Hancock.
Yeah.
Ryan,
I had you on
the show the other day.
The most hated man on Saints Twitter.
Not by me. I think that prize went to the guy. I like him. He's kind of salty. He's a nice guy. Off Billy Gulmley. He is salty. Man. He is just throwing fire, and people are hating on him. He's difficult to deal with sometimes, though.
Ryan is a knowledgeable Saints fan. What do you think about this draft so far?
You know, I think one, we shouldn't be, you know, all these, we drafted a mass unit, I would think.
We're dying for them to get Lawson, who has injury problems. That is where we are.
But my whole thing is, you know, to me, I was at the draft party for WWL. I was at the Central City because that's where I live at. I live in Central City.
How drunk was Bobby?
Was
he drunker than Dave?
I was at the Central City barbecue. I was at the draft. I was there for like maybe an hour, and I remember talking to some people there, and I say, listen to me. The thing with a draft is you draft – it's like you go to a grocery store. When you go to a grocery store, you get your needs. When you go – with free agency is when you get your odds and ends. And I think what we did in this draft, I think we basically went grocery shopping. Now, to me, I am still waiting for us to get a guy that can complement Cam Jordan on the front line.
You're gonna have to wait till 2018, Ryan.
Because from what I've seen with the Lattimore pick, I really did not think we were gonna go and get somebody for secondary help with the 11th pick. I really was pushing for a defensive end, someone that can complement compliment.
I was too, man. Barnett was my guy, but Lattimore.
But that's the thing again. That you can't lock in on a position or a guy. Like you have to be adaptable.
Can't.
I mean that's why we do mock drafts for 3 months, and it's why you know you study all these different scenarios and we talk about them on the podcast. I mean it's all about adapting to the unpredictability and making snap judgments based on what's available. And
Patriots
took Derek
Rivers, by the way, kids, at
83. Yeah. But no, I mean, I think that's part of it. But, you know, I think, again, like, I think when you get a talent like Lattimore, you didn't expect it. I mean, it was highly unlikely that he was going to fall. And I think sometimes you just have to adapt to that and open your eyes to the talent that's there and realize that, hey, this isn't the ideal position I want, but the talent is too good to pass up.
Yeah. I guess, Ryan, before we let you go, obviously we all want Lattimore to be awesome. You can only pick one other guy from this draft who will be really, really good and get a second contract from the Saints. Who do you pick?
That's kind of hard to say. I would want Lattimore to be the one to get the second. I don't believe Alvin Kamara will be the one that will get the second contract. I would push for Lattimore to get that. Second.
We'll assume Lattimore is good for this discussion because that's just too depressing to think he's no good. You could pick one other guy besides Lattimore to get the second contract. Who is it?
Oh my goodness. This is a very tough one right here for me. I would say aside from that, I would really want to have the two defensive players, because I didn't get a chance to pay attention to most of it last night.
Marcus Williams, the safety from Utah?
Yeah, Marcus Williams. Both of them, I would like to see get second contract. I don't see this Alex Anzalone guy getting a second contract. I think he's more of a project. And I think he's more of a project. This is kind of reminiscent of what we did in 2014, we were getting all the, you know, we had Brandon Cooks.
Oh, my God. 2014, if he's a narcoleptic, I'm going to just punch a wall.
Yeah.
Before I let you guys go, you know what calms me down most of the time? I love very sappy movies. I love Fault in Our Stars. And also, I watch a lot of Care Bear movies. Whenever I'm upset,
Care Bear.
That's what I'm doing.
Did you say Care Bear?
He said Care Bear. He said we have Lorenzo getting sent home from work, and we have Ryan talking Care Bears. This is why I do this.
I hardly think.
How many Care Bear movies are there?
There's a lot of Care Bear movies.
Ryan, what's your go-to Care Bear movie?
Care Bears New Generation. You should watch.
It's a new take on the Care Bears.
It was made in the 80s. Yeah, it was like made in the 80s. Yeah, it was like made in the 80s. Like when I was a kid, I had like two Care Bears. I had Lucky Bear and Grumpy Bear.
I'm dead. I love this show so much.
Did you ever have Teddy Ruxpin, Ryan?
I had a Teddy Ruxpin, and then I had a Catechin.
Yes. That's what I'm talking
My
about.
My sister had a Teddy Ruxpin. I broke it in half in a rage. People, follow Ryan on Twitter. He'll give you Care Bear movie reviews if you want that sort of thing. And sports talk, and he's got a show. Follow him. He's awesome. Ryan, thanks for calling in, man.
No problem.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, and I agree. I think he makes a good point.
It'd be fun.
Care Bear movies
for,
are good for
about the Care Bears. Awesome. Yeah, yeah, I agree. I agree. I totally concur about the Care Bears references. You know, I was kind of more of like a GoBots kid more than Transformers. I even leaned more Mask than Transformers. But I got to tell you, man, Care Bears was really where it's at. Like, I would like to just hear his take on She-Ra versus He-Man.
I was a He-Man kid.
I mean, I would like for him to weigh in on the secondary villains in the He-Man and She-Ra universe, you know, from Lockjaw to Beastman.
Kevin, did you know that voiceover? Did you know that Adrian Peterson is a voiceover on one of the Care Bear movies?
That's true.
Oh,
he's abusive.
But probably some kid that spanked his kids was.
He's Spanky Bear.
We've given more information out about the Care Bears than we have about the Saints' last draft pick.
This has definitely been one of my favorite shows.
What I was because
they drafted,
was, I agree with
they
Ryan
drafted an injury prone white dude who looks like he walked out of Skyrim. As a linebacker, what the fuck?
His name is Anal Zone.
Right, and his name's Anal Zone. Like, literally, that's the most. Those are all the most interesting things about him. He went to Florida. He had long blonde hair. I hope he went surfing. I hope he banged a lot of chicks because.
I can guarantee you that.
It might be all downhill from here. His life might have peaked at 22.
The
His
Saints graveyards of linebackers. We need to.
He's had a lot more
to,
success than yours, Kevin.
Am I trying to contrast and compare myself? Absolutely not. Listen, you could be a college athlete at an NAIA division school, and you are going to get more play than me. If you play ultimate frisbee at Youngstown State. You got more ass than I did in college, okay?
I didn't know beach volleyball was a thing for like college teams.
Oh
like,
yeah, we got one
at Tulane.
Oh yeah,
that gets bigger by the
day.
I
bet it is.
You know, all right, we got another call from 235-2351. What's your name? Where
How
are you calling
from? How long we signed up to do this show?
What's up, Ralph?
We're gonna.
Is White Hair?
Wait. Hey,
oh, shoot.
Ralph, how long are we going?
I signed up for 3 hours. We're going 90 minutes, though. We might not go
3 hours.
I just wanted to go until we got bored.
We're not on the Big 870, for Christ's sake. We don't have to do drive time.
We're not going to 3 hours. We're going
to 10.
We're
not dealing with Deke and drunk-ass Bobby.
We're going to 10:15.
I mean,
we're going to 10:15.
All right, who's the caller?
I mean, I could do
white,
Bobby,
white.
Good Bobby impression.
Who's the caller?
All right, you're going to do it. White Hair, what you got for us?
How you guys doing tonight? Oh, my God, man. This draft.
We're doing
it's
wonderful.
Too much.
We're talking Care Bears. How could we be doing any better?
All right, what do you think about the draft? I want to hear what you think.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I love the first round pick. I love it. And I really believe that offensive tackle was a need that we needed. But, Jesus, get a defensive end, for Christ's sake. Oh, my God.
That's pretty much how I feel. I mean, I don't
Here's
hate
the
any
thing.
Of the picks. But it's
hey,
just
seriously,
like me.
How have they picked six? How many guys have they picked? Five dudes?
Four?
Five. No, wait.
Five.
Five?
Two.
Yeah,
three,
they pick five dudes.
Or five.
Yeah,
they're gonna pick
how
another
have
dude
they
too.
Still not gotten a pass rusher?
I mean, and do the Saints have a fetish for, like, guys with injuries or something? Like, jeez.
They have a small school fetish and guys with injuries. And if they combine
Kamara and Williams don't have injury history, do they?
No, they don't.
So
no,
three
no,
of the five have scary
three
injuries.
Of
okay.
Three of the five.
Yeah,
but like Garrett Rivers was right there. Oh my God! But you know,
he was. I mean, here's the thing. this draft, you knew going in, guys, that they weren't going to fill every hole, though, right, Andrew? You knew one of the holes.
Yeah,
that's what I said to your mom.
Yeah. Jeez.
But like, just a glaring need. I mean, I understand if it was like, you know,
it's
like
the biggest one.
They didn't get a running back, but like a need, like a defensive end, like.
Yeah.
Is anal zone still a hole?
It's basically putting all your eggs in the Okafor and Kikaha basket.
Oh my God! I'm gonna have Twitter friendships and because of Okafor Kikaha combination. It's going to break up Twitter friendships because they are going to tell me that it's going to get 12 sacks, and I'm just going to be like, shut the fuck up.
Every year, Ralph. It's like every year. Last year it was tackle. It was it was guard. Now it's like it's every year.
It's gonna be fine. Why are they signing Jari Evans on Tuesday and starting him on Sunday? And then here's the thing. Like I love some of the media in New Orleans is good. Nick Underhill is really good. But here's the thing that me and Andrew were talking about just today is they're gonna sign like 8 undrafted free agents. And then they're going to be like, you know, 7 undrafted free agents could make the team. That means the Saints found a bunch of diamonds in the rough. No, it didn't. It means the bottom of their roster floats. And guys that don't even get drafted can make the team. That's what that means. It doesn't mean they found. You think the Saints are able to find 6 really good undrafted free agents that all the NFL teams passed on like 8 times? Get the fuck out of here with that.
The Saints are not going to find a Butler. They're just not. I'm sorry. They're not going to find a Butler.
Oh man. But here's the thing. Like, what is? Before I let you go, what is?
Okay.
What is the one pick that you just – you want to throw him out of a building?
Well, strange, like, fantasy of them, like, in the war room. I think I tweeted this at you. They're just watching Twitter and watching the media just saying, oh, my God, they have to get a defensive end. And Sean Payton's like, should we get a defensive end? And Mickey Loomis like, nope, get a running back. And it's just piss it off.
They're trolling their own fan base.
Oh my god! And by the way, guys, keep doing the shots. I love them. Like it was great. I love them.
Yeah, me and Andrew decided to tape our daily phone calls about the Saints and post them on the web, and people actually like them. And I think somebody tweeted that I sound like I am. It was a tweet about how bad the audio was. It was something about me riding a horse in a well while gargling water or something. It was really funny. I think it was like the greatest description of audio from our podcast ever. But thanks for the call, guy. We appreciate it.
No problem, man. Have a good one.
Kevin, aren't you going to miss this? I hate the Adrian Peterson signing so much now. Because the thing is, he's only going to be good for like a month. And then he's going to break down and be terrible. And I'm going to hate it. I'm despondent. So, Kevin, have you started to plan out what you're going to do on a Sunday? I mean, obviously you're going to watch Care Bear movies. We know that. So you got Care Bear movies from 10 to noon? And that'll cover the pregame. But what are you going to do from, like, 12 to, like, 10? Like, what are you going to do for that day? Are you going to do more wrestling? Are you going to, like hike? Are you going to, like, go on long walks, write poetry? Like, what are the plans?
Get off the speaker there. I probably am going to, like, I'm sure wrestling will play a factor somewhere, but I'll probably use my free time to hit the gym more, like actually turn Sunday into a workout day. I've always wanted to climb a mountain, and Missouri has a mountain, so I may hike up.
Wait, are you talking about a real mountain, or figuratively you would like to climb a mountain?
No. Like, I would like to Held would like to ascend a mountain. And in order to be classified, and in order to be designated a mountain, it has to be 1,000 feet up. So
you're
going to
find the nearest mountain that's 1,001 feet.
Yeah.
So
this is one of those bucket list things, Dave.
here's my question: is this real? Matthew just tweeted at us.
This is real.
It.
I do want to climb a fucking mountain.
No. This tweet I'm talking about. I know you want to climb a mountain. This tweet. He said, "Y'all better talk about
Everest.
Goodell wiping." No, he said, "Y'all better talk about Goodell wiping his boogers on the girl with the prosthetic leg." Is that true? Did that happen in the draft?
Yeah, I saw the GIF. He puts his finger. Listen, the angle. Don't start with me, man. You've been talking a lot of mad shit this whole night. Kevin. Kevin's been plotting leaving the Saints for years. He's just been waiting for them to sign a known child abuser just so he can get out. You've been coming at me like that. You've been going after Ralph. Conspicuously, you haven't said shit about Juge. And now you're like, oh, it's a gif. Don't start on that. Don't go there. I'm talking about the gif in hand. We're trying to talk about how shitty a human being Roger Goodell is, and you're arguing semantics over how to pronounce gif.
He's whopping boogers on paraplegics. Or
I mean, it's like Roger Goodell, it literally looks like he puts his finger up to or in his nose, wipes his nose or something. It's a faraway angle, but it looks like he got his finger up in there and then all of a sudden, like, puts his hand on this girl's back, like, okay, come on, let me guide you out. And it looks like there's a bit of a rub of the hand, like, okay, let me get this off of my hand, whatever it is.
All right,
look,
we got another caller.
You know what? Moses was a picker. You're telling me the Jews were out there in the desert wandering around for 40 years? And nobody ever cleaned house? Come on. That's a Seinfeld joke.
Andrew, what – because we know half of the – probably if the Saints – even if they had a phenomenal draft tonight, like two or three guys are just going to be trash or not be any good. What two guys have to be great in 2017 for the Saints to have any shot at the playoffs?
Well, I think with Ramczyk, probably doesn't have to be great yet. There's a little bit of time with him because Streif is the right tackle, and you know if he can have another good season, we can wait on him. If I'm looking at these guys, I would say it's got to be Lattimore and Marcus Williams. I think if you get two rookies, especially a starting corner, that's a lockdown guy, or at least solid, you know, opposite Delvin Bro, where we feel finally better about our cover guys. And then at safety, you know, Marcus Williams, he's a center field safety. He's a top safety,
mm-hmm.
Where a playmaking guy with ball skills. So, you know, if he's a hit, that means he's making plays and interceptions, because that's what he does. So, you know, if you hit on those two guys, I think the secondary is tremendously improved for the Saints. And, you know, I would say that's been for years now. I mean, over these last 3 years, I would point to the secondary. You know, obviously the pass rush is an extension of that, but I would say the secondary has been the biggest issue. So we haven't taken any pass rushers, so can't make that better. Those two guys.
Lattimore and Kumar needs to be Darren Sproles 2011. That's what needs to happen, I think. Dave, when you sober up and stop insulting me and Kevin, and you wake up tomorrow, are you going to hate this draft?
I don't know. Let's see who they pick at the end here. But you know, I'm lukewarm about it. I mean, I like the Lattimore pick. They had to pick him. The Kumar what was that movie with the two guys
Kumara?
Where they were
Andrew
what was
Kumar
the, what
go
was
to White Castle
Yeah.
Andrew and Kumar go to White Castle?
Harold.
That's what I was thinking.
Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar.
Alvin and Drew go to the end zone. That could be a fun T-shirt.
Yeah. To be honest with you, anal zone, I don't know really anything about him at all. So who the hell knows with him? And I don't really know that much about, what, Marcus Williams? Is that his name? I don't really know that much about him either, to be honest with you.
I don't know about Lattimore.
I mean,
I don't know about Lattimore. I don't watch Big Ten football because Big Ten football is boring as fuck.
Well, I mean, there's enough tape on him and enough scouting reports and that kind of stuff where I trust the people that, you know, have said he's a top 10 pick, you know, with the exception of his hamstrings. But, you know, so that I'm happy with. So I don't know. You know, right now I'd say if a C is an average grade, I'd give it like a C+ right now. I don't know.
Kevin, your final Saints draft you're going to care about until Adrian Peterson tears up a knee or sucks and retires. What kind of grade do you give it?
Shit. I kind of have to say B. I'm in the B- C+ range. Them going for corner was fine. Like again, I can accept for the fact that they didn't trade down, but. So they got the corner, and it was a corner that they didn't have to reach for. It was a corner that luckily fell into their lap. Okay, fine. They get an O-line guy for O-line depth and added help. That's good, but the guy had, like, an injury concern. They trade up to get a running back. They get a safety, which was a need, but they trade up to get a running back, which was, okay, you know,
oh,
confusing.
By the way,
and then,
the way, let's
and then
go.
They get
– go ahead.
No, and then they go on ahead and they get the Sean Payton special at linebacker, who everybody on Twitter, like the Florida Gator fans, are like saying, oh man, this guy's really great if he's healthy, or when he's healthy, this guy's really good.
When his spleen heals up, he's gonna be so good.
Right. When the college fan base that actually pays attention is telling you, right, like. I'm not feeling that enthusiastic about this. And then they didn't draft
high motor.
They didn't get
awake.
A pass rusher. They didn't get an edge rusher. So I would say this. I'm feeling B-C+.
I would say this. I would say you could have a fun drinking game when the Saints finally have their press conference today. Every time Sean Payton says, "I like the guys we have at defensive end," I'd say drink, but you'll be dead in 10 minutes. Andrew, our we talked at the top. Our system corner dream is dead.
Yep.
And we knew that,
gone in flames.
But I will say this: Andrew wins the prize of the correct prediction of all of us. He said, I think like months ago, he's like, the Saints will not finish the 2017 draft without giving up 2018 assets. It will not happen. And you, and of all the things, of all the predictions that you made, that was the one you never wavered on, not for one goddamn second. And Andrew, congratulations.
You know what kills me about that is they gave up a 2018 second round pick for a third round pick this year. So basically they gave up
That's what the chart says though. If you want a third this year for a pick next year, you got to go one round up. Like that's the like unwritten rule. Like you don't go, like if you want my third, you want to give me a 2018 pick,
if
you can't give me a third.
13, for, that's really gonna hurt.
Hey, wait. I don't want to piss on Juju's parade here on the cock sucking fest we've got going on here with Juju and his prediction. But I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I feel like. The Saints have given away the the next year's assets in pretty much like every draft since 2006. So
yeah,
I really don't feel like
I mean,
he went out on a limb. I don't feel like he went out on a limb.
I guess
on that
so. It's like predicting tomorrow is going to be Saturday. I get it, but I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to make people feel good. So wait, oh, did Lawson just get
well,
kicked?
I'm here to bring him back down to earth. All right.
Did Lawson
say Ralph
Lawson
really
just
successful
get...
until Dave took a dump on my head?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Hell, you suck at wrestling.
Good lord.
So,
getting racked with a chair here, metaphorically.
Dave is an angry drunk, huh?
Jeez. He is angry.
Jeez.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah,
my deal. So, it was a joke.
We
weren't going 3 hours. We can't.
Well,
we are pretty much.
We're actually getting close to the next Saints pick. We might as well stay on, right?
What are we on? They're at a 10. What are they? 103? And what pick are they on now?
No, yeah, it's 94. We got 9 picks.
Oh,
so that's like 45
yeah,
minutes.
No way.
No.
Yeah.
No,
let's pause right now for station identification. You're listening to the Big Blog Talk Radio with Bobby and Deke and Juge and Sugarblood Dave and Ralph and some shitheads.
We're sponsored by the Care Bears when you need to just chill the fuck out. Care Bears on Netflix. So that wraps up the draft. People are mad. Around the horn, give me a quick record prediction off of this draft. Kevin, you go first. On games you will not watch.
On games I will not watch. I'll just say 7-9.
Dave?
This is ridiculous. I can't believe you're asking for record prediction.
No, but talking about Care Bears is totally right.
Of 2.5 rounds of the draft. yeah, I'll go with Kevin, 7-9.
Andrew, what you got?
I don't know. I feel like the offense and defense are both better than they were a year ago. Even with losing Cooks, I think the Kamara and AP and the offensive line being better. And I just don't see how you can say the defense hasn't gotten better. I mean, they've gotten a bunch of linebackers in the mix. Lattimore, you know, they've got another safety. Rafael Bush is back. So I don't know that it's enough to make a difference. I mean, I feel like looking at the picks, especially from Carolina and Tampa, you know, they've certainly gotten better too. So
yeah, but Carolina's got a bunch of senior citizens on defense, on the defensive line.
Yeah, I'll say I'm on the fence between 9-7 and 8-8. I think they're better. I don't think they're significantly better.
Jude, pick one now. You're not going to be held to it.
9-7.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I am drunk on strawberry beer, and I'm
I'm drinking strawberry
running
beer, too,
my
actually.
Oh,
I'm drinking
God,
Shiner,
dude.
Strawberry blonde ale. I'm
no,
going
I'm
through Netflix
Strawbita.
As we speak. I'm looking through Netflix to look for the Care Bears to chill out.
I'm representing Louisiana in Virginia with my Strawbita.
I feel like the Saints are going 10-6. Because they're going to
really?
Luck, they're going to luck out in close games, man. They're just going to luck out in close games. They're not going to. They're going to be a little bit better, but they're just going to win close games. They're going to be like
Ralph.
Like they're going to be like Detroit last year. Like what was the difference between the Saints and Detroit? Not really anything. Just Detroit won a shit ton of close games, and that's what the Saints are going to do. They're going to win close games, and they're going to sneak in the playoffs. It's going to be 10-6. And they're going to extend Breeze, and then he's going to fall apart in 2018. So, anyway, that's what I say. This podcast or this live show was tremendous. Thanks to everybody that called, everybody listening in the chat room, everybody on Twitter. It was delightful. So for Dave, for Kevin, possibly for the last time, except for Drunk History, and Andrew, It's been phenomenal until Monday, the bar is closed.